Now, organic foods have become ever more popular in Western countries in recent years, with consumers often willing to pay a little more for increasingly available organic products. Here in the Czech Republic, the trend has yet to make much headway, though that could all be about to change. From the start of next year, an extensive government campaign is set to inform Czechs about the benefits of organic products and agriculture. Ruth Frankova has more.
The campaign to promote organic agriculture and products is organized by the State Agricultural Intervention Fund in cooperation with the European Commission. Willem Frček of the Agricultural Fund outlines the form of the campaign.
The program is for 3 years and it's called Propagation of Ecological Agriculture and Its Products. The goal of this program is obvious: propagation of agriculture and biofood in the Czech Republic. The program will contain press advertisement, billboards, leaflets, special webpage, info center, roadshows, in-store tasting, and many others. The total budget of this program is approximately 25 million Czech crowns without VAT, and half of this amount will pay the European Commission. And the propagation program will start this year.
Tom Václavík is the founder of the Green Marketing Agency, which, among other things, focuses on helping Czech organic farmers and natural food producers in marketing their products. He definitely agrees that Czechs need to be better informed about the benefit of organic foods.
I think any information campaign will help, since the Czechs still do not really know what organic agriculture and organic food means and what they can expect when they buy it. According to the recent poll, 4% of Czechs regularly buy organic food. Nevertheless, over 50% know what organic agriculture is. So the campaign should explain the reasons why consumers should buy products coming from organic agriculture.
The problem, however, is not just on the consumer's side. Czechs complain there is still a very limited choice of organic products. And although a number of Czech retailers have introduced biofoods to their shops, they usually come from abroad. As Mr. Václavík explains, most organic land in the Czech Republic is still used for pastures, and most organic farmers lack basic marketing skills to get their products on the supermarket shelves.
I think the problem is with the lack of marketing skills with the farmers, but also I think there is a role for the agriculture ministry to play, particularly in the support of production, mainly on the arable land, and then support of manufacturing on the farm. Most of the farmers are lacking any manufacturing facilities on the farm. It's too expensive. And small family farms, they're not capable of getting any financial means or loans from banks. The difficulty of getting financing is really one of the major problems of having more Czech organic products on the market.
At the end of 2006, the share of organic foods of total food consumption in the Czech Republic was only 0.36 percentage points, not even 1%. The share in Austria, in comparison, is above 6%, while in Germany it is over 3%. Mr. Václavík, however, is optimistic and believes the share of organic products in the Czech Republic is on the rise.
Since I've been looking at the market, that's been last 5 years, the consumption of organic food in Czech Republic has increased enormously. Just in the last year, 2006, it was 49%. I am expecting that this year the growth will be even higher and could easily reach 100% growth of the market.
That was Václavík, founder of the Green Marketing Agency, ending that report by Ruth Frankova.